Hey, Collaborators. I'm Ben Leroy.
And I'm Jason Buchholz.
Welcome to Collaboracast. How's it going, Jay?
I'm doing all right. You might detect a little bit of raspiness in my voice. I'm getting over the seasonal thing that's been sweeping through the schools here that both of my kids picked up and from various locations and delivered both to me and their mom. So
it's a present. They're always able to give those little germ presents.
That's right. It's just keeping my immune system working out and in shape. So you might hear a little sniffling on this side from time to time. I'll try to lean away from the mic.
I was thinking it'd be kind of funny if I was able to figure out a cool sound effect to put in whenever you sniffle, like an old-timey car horn, like from the 20s. The Auga, yeah.
It's slot a classic. Machine.
Yeah, maybe in a future where I have more time and energy, I'll experiment with putting in sound effects to kind of enhance the podcast experience. Give it a cinematic quality, if there you will.
The car horn sounds out here in this neck of the Bay Area are more the La Cucaracha melody than the Awuga, but
it all works.
Kind of depends.
Yeah, geographic sound effects for podcasting.
There you go.
I'm gonna write the 99-cent ebook on that one. I'm gonna have a whole chart and table of sound effects to put in.
Somebody would use it.
Hey, speaking of communities.
Artful. Artful segue, were we?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and call myself graceful on that. I wanted to talk today about this idea that we've mentioned in passing on previous episodes, and that is more fully explored on the website, though not totally explored on the website. And that is the idea of pop-up writers' conferences or workshops, whatever, a gathering of people, but these are going to be pop-ups. And what I wanted to figure out is that there are some core tenets that I believe should happen in this, that we want to go to communities that wouldn't normally have access to a writing conference. And there are a variety of writing conferences, both in big cities and small towns all across the country. However, there are still places that don't have them. And then there are also other things that are barriers to participation, like transportation and getting to them, the cost, the resources needed to put one on. And we said, well, we can show up, we can participate, we can help design a pop-up writers conference. I personally love going to new communities where I don't know people and making new friends. And the idea that we had was, we'll come to your town and we will crash in your guest bedrooms and we will eat at your kitchen table. And then to do volunteer work in the chosen community, and that anyone who would like to participate in the pop-up writers workshop would just need to do the volunteer work with us. And we can figure out what that volunteer work looks like based on the needs on the ground, what season it is, where we are, what the town needs, what can best help. I have all of that very clear in my head. I have dreams about the first one that we do. I have excitement about all of the friends I'm going to make and meet and good people, because I have had the blessing to meet wonderful people all across the country. But I wanted to talk some more about how these conferences would work, how we could best serve the writers. Would we want to do open mics? Would it we bring in authors to talk about craft? Would we bring in publishing professionals to talk about the business and the industry? Like, what do you see as the thing that we can best provide?
I think we could do all of those things depending on where we're going and what people need there. As you were just, and we've talked about this before, obviously, but as you were describing the vision again here, I was making a connection in my head to that. This is kind of the DoorDash model for this. Is we've seen that so many things are now delivery. You can get your groceries, you can get your restaurant food delivered. Why not a writing conference? So we're setting ourselves up to be the DoorDash of writing conferences. But the point of comparison being that we could have any of a number of things on the menu given.
I like that you're stretching this analogy. This is good.
I try not to belabor too many metaphors in print, but I'm going to go for it.
Go for it. I'm excited to see what you do
so,
here.
So because of our respective culinary histories in the kitchen, we have a great number of menu. Okay, now I'm irritating myself. Given you're from the world of publishing by and large, I come more from the world of writing, not that either of those things has been exclusive of the other for either of us. But, you know, and then, of course, we've got Sarah J. Henry, who has her own network, and our other collaborists who come from all different places and careers and have all sorts of talents and abilities. I think we could have a pretty extensive list of support services that we could either bring in person or via Zoom, via some, you know, not that we would have to drag a whole set of panelists with us to someone's dining room table. That might get prohibitive on the mac cheese portions. But the resources that we have at this point in our careers collectively are pretty extensive. And I think that there is any of a number of kinds of support that we could bring depending on what people want. So I guess the question would be to the world, what do you need? What are you looking for? What would be helpful? Well, so you're in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm in Richmond, California. Sarah J. Henry is in Vermont somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't say anywhere in the world, but within striking distance of those locations to begin with.
Yeah, and I mean, we've got people in Philadelphia, South Carolina, Texas,
Hawaii,
Boston, Hawaii. We've got people all over.
Yeah, and I think collectively we have the ability to bring a lot of education and support and experience to a variety of people who, like you said, don't have the things that you need to be able to access. I think AWP is going on this week, isn't it? Or was it last week?
It was last week in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, right.
Our dear collaborist, Melissa Falavino, was there and she did some readings. So good job, Clarius.
Is she the one in Philadelphia or was she just there for the conference?
She came in from Ohio.
All right. So yeah, so I think that for us now, the next piece is to just figure out some communities where things are needed and figure out how to get those things there. And by needed, both in terms of what we can bring to the table, in terms of our skills and abilities and teachings, and what those communities need from us.
And when we say those communities, this is where, if you're listening to this, we need you to self-select. We need you to reach out and say, hey, I'm in a community and This sounds cool. We need people to figure out what their community needs and then reach out to us, and then let's put something together. And to me, this would be a great opportunity for libraries, bookstores, community centers. This is an opportunity to use those spaces and to be able to present this kind of programming. You mentioned what we can do. I also have excitement around the idea of you tell us what you need, and it may be something, there may be a component of that that is not currently offered by any of the Calabrese. But the beautiful thing is our Rolodexes roll deep, and it's very possible that we may not already have something, but then you might say what you need and I'll be, of course, we should have asked so-and-so to also be a Calabrese, and that this is the way the network expands.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too. And just learning new ways to share knowledge and build community and to support people who are in the process of expression or trying to express things. So, you know, if you got a group of friends and you're working on screenplays or your comic book, you know, whatever it is, graphic novels, you've got a writer's group, you've got a book club, and you're interested in digging a little deeper into craft. We just need, like you said, a place to go and some people to chat with.
What's your favorite thing? Like if someone was saying, I really think that Jason Buchholz is the guy, is the person who's going to make our pop-up writing conference the best, what's the thing that you feel most comfortable offering?
As a novelist, I love being invited to participate in that, the early stage of like, here's this idea and that idea. Where do you think this can go? Doing like novel fiction coaching and being invited into trying to help figure out how to get from point A to point G or Z or wherever we're trying to go. It's like, this character needs to do this and this in order to be able to get over here, and these guys need to end up having a fight. Like, what is that fight going to be about? I had someone reach out to me last week and he'd written a screenplay, and this is an old friend of mine. And so I read it. It was a quick read. And, you know, we went and grabbed some tacos and we just talked about the story that he'd written. And it was super fun. There was kind of a fight scene at the end, and we were trying to figure out, okay, where the gun falls out of the waistband and then who ends up with it. It's like, oh, well, no, this guy needs to get knocked out. It's like, okay, but this guy's only, you know, these guys are teenagers. Are they really going to knock out this biker gang guy? It's like, well, what if he picks up a rock and smashes them with a rock? It's like, that's so fun to me.
Yeah.
It's just figuring out. And it's not, you know, it's not because I want to come in and foist my vision on things. I love working out the mechanics of narrative. And, you know, to have him sitting there saying, you know, it's like, well, it's got to have this and this has got to happen and I need this and I need that. And then it's like, okay, well, then here are the interstitials between those things. Here are the places where I can get in and help him to patch these things together. And I love that. It was super fun.
Yeah.
So thanks for that opportunity, Justin.
That is fun. It is.
How about you? What do you love? What's your jam?
I love cheerleading. One of the things that we've talked about before is that Sarah J. Henry and I started working on projects together in an editorial way because for all of my experience and for whatever skill set I have as an editor, I'm really good at seeing the big picture. I'm good about asking the what if questions, and sometimes radically. I'm able to understand what an author was trying to do, thinks they've done, and how I've read it, and that there is not always a straight line between those things. And I realize that on a sentence-by-sentence basis, I can appreciate a great sentence. Dennis Johnson is a perfect example of this. Dennis Johnson wrote to me some of the best sentences anyone has ever constructed. And when I hear them, especially because I listen to the audiobooks, I can say in the moment, that is a great sentence. If you ask me a day later, what was that sentence about and how does it fit into the larger narrative? I'm not your guy. What I've come to understand is that I'm super sensitive to the emotional resonance of whatever I'm reading. I know what it makes me feel, and it will make me feel in a strong way. I'll feel the triumph. I'll feel the despair. I'll feel all of that. But the actual details of the story, a day later, you're lucky if I remember the protagonist's name. Like that, and I'm not even like being, not even engaging in self-deprecation. Like that's the truth. Like I just, my brain is not wired that way. Sarah's brain is wired that way. Sarah will remember that on page 3, a person said that their favorite dinner was spaghetti. And on page 800, they'll say, no, their favorite dinner was ravioli. And she'll be like, no, I need there to be consistency here. I don't remember. You're lucky if I remember the person was even eating at one point. Like, it's just not there. So what I've understood is, like, I'll get into your story with you, and I'll talk to you about your story, and I'll ask the big questions, and I'll ask all of the things. Like, I'm really big about when people tell me about their characters, and then I ask a follow-up question. Oh, where did she grow up? And people can't answer that. That's really weird to me, because I like to be able to see these characters as fully realized human beings, and that they came from somewhere. And before that, they came from somewhere else. And that has been, at first I was going to say, a problem with my writing, is that I can't stop peeling the onion. But it also, I think, creates a richer environment. Even if none of it ever shows up on the page, the author should know what got the character to the point where we begin telling the story. And to me, it's not just what happened in the last week that was the inciting incident. It's how did they end up in this place, and how did they end up here, and how did they end up here? And so I'm good about asking all of those questions to kind of get to the real heart of character motivation, and really trying to understand who does what and why, and making sure that that's constant. So that's one of the things that I feel particularly good at. But to sort of finish up that point, it is why at some point Sarah and I started working together on editorial projects, so that you could get what I provide at an A-plus level without being limited to also what I provide at a C-plus level.
Without now you can get your pasta continuity.
Right. So between the two of us, we're able to provide a full read and mark things up and have both of our questions. And sometimes it's the issues that are important to one of us aren't really that important to the other one, but it's at least the author is going to get to hear all of these things, and the author can decide what's important and what's not.
Right. And you never know when that mind meld is going to happen, when you're going to ask the question that ignites a light bulb for an author, where they say, oh, you know, where they suddenly see it's like combining a perspectives. You know, as an author, you write and you have your one perspective, and then you take that step to share your work with somebody else, and then you get that whole other perspective. And some of that perspective is going to be more valuable than other parts of it. But when you do get those moments where there is suddenly this revelation because of that different set of eyes, and then they begin to see possibilities that they didn't see before, or imagine a character that they hadn't seen before, then it's, I love that process. And it feels like some huge breakthroughs often come from just asking those small questions, like you were saying. Like, you just say, well, where did this character grow up? That can lead you down a path of brainstorming that can bring up all sorts of other things.
My perfect manifestation of that skill set as it relates to a pop-up writers conference would be going on walks or hikes with people. So it's just a one-on-one situation, but being able to talk to them about their character and having these kinds of conversations and having the clarity. And that's, if not walks and hikes, that's also perfect kitchen table conversation. That's getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and having coffee and just being able to talk. It's the things that happen even outside of the official programming that can make such a big difference.
Absolutely. When Justin and I sat down to talk about his screenplay, we met over tacos, and that was, they loved it.
Awesome. So, dear listener, dear collaborists out there in podcast world,
we want to come hike with you. We want to come hike and chat about your book with you.
Yeah, and eat Kraft mac and cheese at your kitchen table. We'll even split the cost of the box.
It's because we're high rollers. We can throw money like that around.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, and I'm talking
with gas prices being what they are, you have to wait for us to bicycle to your town.
Yeah. That walk, that hike that we were talking about, that's how we're also going to get there too. So if you want to talk about your character for 200 miles. But seriously, the offer is out there to people. Send an email to info@collaborist.org. Tell us that you are perhaps interested in having a pop-up writers workshop in your community, and let's figure out the details. We need some brave community to be the first brave community to do this so that we can get a proof of concept going. We can figure out how to best work it. And you could be an invaluable part of that process. And there's no Publishers Clearinghouse lottery odds thing that's going on here. Like, just step up and we'll take care of the rest.
And at the same time, be thinking about what we can do for your community when we get there. What do you care about? What are the needs that your community has? Where can we spend half a day helping people out, building things, giving things away? What needs? Feeding people. What does your community need?
All right. Well, unless you have anything more, I would just like to remind people that if you enjoy this podcast, if you are listening to it, go ahead and rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. I do want to point out that there's a little bit of a tendency in me to continue checking in the Apple Podcast listing of Collaboracast. We've got 4 5-star reviews. So you know we're legit. No, I'm sorry. We've gotten 4 5-star ratings, but no one has written a review quite yet. And so my urgent plea to you, with everything else that's going on in the world, is that if you have some downtime and you do enjoy this podcast, leave a review. And I'm not saying like you got to leave like an all fawning review that like this is the best podcast ever. Like, let us know how it works for you. Let us know what you wish there was more of. We're out here trying to figure it out like everybody else.
Yes, please. It would really help to spread the word. The algorithms do a thing with it. help
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
To help the algorithms help us or something.
And we are also on most of the social medias. So go over there, engage, engage, engage. Thank you to Self Help for the intro and the outro music. Thank you for listening. And I think that's it.
For community.
For story.
Collaborate.
Collaborist.
I don't remember if we do community or story first.
Flipped it around, but that's okay because this is part of the ongoing game. Although last week we did kind of nail the ending.
All right. It's sometimes we're going to mix it up sometimes. You never know.